The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to tune in today. Well, we've all heard about the pandemic that's been top of news for months now, and it's also flu season. Cindy Ruma is the VNA Immunization Nurse Coordinator, and she joins me here on Live and Local. Thank you, Cindy, for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the mission of the Visiting Nurses Association.
Well, the Visiting Nurse Association provides home care to people in the community, and then we also provide public health services to people in the community. Our vaccine services, or our immunization clinic for flu, helps provide funds to support the public health services we provide. We provide services at the homeless shelter. We have a couple of really successful maternal child health programs to help teen moms succeed in their lives. So I work so other people can work.
What a wonderful mission. And can you tell us exactly how long you've been doing this?
I think I've been intermittently doing this for about 20 years.
In those 20 years, every time flu season comes around and you're going to go out and distribute flu shots, everybody who's distributing those has to be careful and cognizant that there are germs that can pass and that type of thing. Do you find it so much different this year with the coronavirus pandemic on top of all that?
This year was really a challenge for us because there weren't any real guidelines to say, okay, you're going to go to a business to do a flu clinic. This is what you need to do. So we decided we had to be at least as diligent as beauty salon operators. So we put in a lot of very specific cleaning techniques. How we handle our supplies are different this year. Where we store our things is different this year. So we've made a lot of changes. So hopefully we're not adding to the pandemic.
How important is it at this time for people to get flu shots?
Well, as you have seen, the CDC is recommending it strongly this year because, first of all, if you get a flu shot, you still might get the flu, but statistically, it's going to be a much milder case, and hopefully you won't require hospitalization because we have nearly full hospital beds here in Omaha right now, and adding flu to that mix will be a very unpleasant combination. We need to keep our hospital beds open for people who have COVID and people who have other things besides COVID who need to be cared for in the hospital. So let's keep the flu people out of the hospital.
Since you are involved in the medical profession and, quite frankly, public health in general, I'm assuming you kind of have your finger on the pulse of what's going on. And you mentioned about the hospital beds being full. I don't know if the media has really been on top of how serious this spike has been here in Nebraska and specifically in Douglas County.
You know, that's interesting because I think in a certain respect, the media sort of reports it like they've reported it every day for the last 6 months, and we've just kind of become immune to it. I don't think people are paying attention to how serious it is right now in this area and also in some rural areas where there are no mask mandates. That in Southwest Iowa, they're having some really significant spikes there. They're expecting, you know, one case a day on average, and that one day they had 55 cases. So we need to be aware, and people need to start listening again. Fall is the time where we start to close our windows. We're not outside. We're more closer together in the home. It's time to pay real diligence to what you're doing.
Of course, with sympathy to everybody who is a little weary of having to practice these protocols, the germs really don't care how tired we are of COVID, do they?
That is the truth. They don't care. And if we look at the Spanish flu pandemic, it really lasted a long time, too. And people died then, and I'm sure they got quite tired of it, and they didn't have the internet to entertain them.
That's very well said. Can you run over, again, some of the simple things that people can do to stay healthy?
Well, obviously now you want to wear a mask when you're out. But the old school rules, wash your hands. Don't go to work if you're sick. Please don't go to work if you're sick. Nobody wants to share what you have. If you're working and you share something, make sure you clean it. If you're sharing a phone or a keyboard or something, make sure you clean it. But good hand hygiene and healthy living, you know, eat more healthy, try to be healthier with that, get your sleep, and if you're sick, stay home.
If people were interested in getting a flu shot, is there a charge for the VNA flu shots?
We have charged. We do charge, but we also accept some insurances. And for more information, people can go. We accept a lot of insurance, but people can go to our website at www.vnatoday.org and get all the information they need. We still have three drive-by clinics left. We have one on Tuesday, October 13th from 4 to 6, and then October 19th and 26th from 4 to 6 at the VNA office. So those have been really fun to work at, and I think we're very efficient at them. So
she is the VNA immunization. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say she is the VNA immunization nurse coordinator. Cindy Ruma has joined us today on Live and Local. Thank you so much, Cindy, for your time. If you're looking for information, again, you can go to vnatoday.org. Cindy, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.